Well, a Chicago-made movie, Signature Move, has been playing this week at the Music Box. It's getting good reviews, and because of that success, it has been extended. The film is about two women who start up a romantic relationship and deal with the complexities that come from it, including dealing with families. And it all takes place against the backdrop of wrestling, the Lucha Libre variety. Signature Move premiered at South by Southwest and has played all over the world, including over 100 different film festivals. It's currently being extended at the Music Box, running till the end of next week. In studio tonight, one of the stars, Sari Sanchez,
Hello.
And one of the producers, longtime New City publisher, Brian Hegelke. Brian, good to see you. Sari,
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Brian, I don't take you for much of a film producer. I've known you for a long time as the publisher of New City, great publication here in town. How'd you get involved in movie film production or producing?
Pretty much the same way I got involved in the magazine business. We just decided it'd be fun to do it and did it, you know?
How do you decide to make a film?
It's a long story, but when we started New City when we were in our very early 20s and never really thought about it being something we would do very long. And we could have easily done this instead. I mean, it was that whimsical. And so it was always something that was in the back of my mind. And you get to a certain age, you're like, all right, I got to start figuring out what I'm going to do with my life, you know?
Well, so. talk about why this film. If you there's one thing to say, I want to start making films. What was it about Signature Move that grabbed your attention?
Sure. So when we decided to make a movie, we didn't want to do one that I wrote or tried to direct, you know, because that would feel like a big vanity project. We wanted to find something that was written by Chicagoans, that could be cast with Chicagoans, that could be shot here and do post-production, everything here. And a lot of things came our way. And what happened was, we had a couple false starts, a couple things we thought we were going to do that didn't happen. And then we got this script and it was like, oh, this is what we're looking for. Because there were two things about it that we didn't want something that was like a genre movie. We didn't want to do a horror movie or something like that, which is what a lot of people think are kind of the way to go to Fat City in the movie business. But right. We also didn't want it to be super experimental and weird. You know, we wanted something that was accessible that a lot of people could relate to. And but being New City, it also couldn't just be like, I don't know, you know, dudes hanging out at Wrigley Field. So this movie
this is much better.
Yes. You know, so when we got this, it wasn't, you know, like we put out a call saying we're looking for a Pakistani Muslim lesbian Mexican wrestling movie because, you know, we didn't know there was such a thing until right. this. But it was exactly what we were looking for.
Sari, let me bring you in here.
Yeah.
How'd you get involved in this film? What is it about the script and the part that you play that resonates?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's co-written by two women. There were a lot of women involved in this film. A female director, Jennifer Reeder. It was co-written by Fazia Mirza and Lisa Donato. And, you know, I auditioned for quite a few things. And this was different just because there were so woman-centric and all... The women were so well written, and my character in particular was sort of this sensual, interesting, loving, confident business store owner, sister, daughter. She was all these things, and it was so well written. It was so fun, smart, and so different. You don't come across a script about a Pakistani and Mexican, you know, love story in Chicago. I mean, everything about it was so appealing and so beautiful. And it was an easy yes and certainly fun to film.
This film, of course, as you've mentioned, both of you mentioned, it's shot in Chicago. It's a story about that takes place in Chicago. But it is funny because you mentioned you don't want to do a film about guys hanging out at Wrigley. And almost all the time when there's a Chicago film, you have to have those iconic places in there. You got to have hot dogs and Wrigley Field and other things. So talk about the idea that this wasn't that kind of script. Even some of the places that you do shoot, it's great to see the bungalows that are there or in the trailer the scene where you guys meet is in the hideout. I mean, there's something great about the idea that you're using some of the less traveled iconic places.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Chicago is so much more than Wrigley Field and hot dog, you know, and I think that's what we all wanted to do was to represent parts of Chicago that are not often represented, you know, South Asian neighborhoods and places like Little Village. And there's a large demographic population of South Asian people and Mexican people in Chicago. And it's not something that is represented. So it was super fun to to be able to shoot in those neighborhoods. Teddy Alvarez, who plays my mother in the movie, when we shot at our home, what is supposed to be our home in the film, she grew up right across the street. And on break, her mom was very lovely and very shy and sort of didn't want to come on set. But we went and had dinner there. And, you know, that's where she grew up. And it was just really, really great. And we really shot, you know, makeout scenes in South Asian markets where aunties were very curious about what was going on behind the lentils. You know, I mean, this was... That's really fun.
The film signature move is at the Music Box right now. It's playing. It's actually been extended, and as I mentioned, it's played to over 100 film festivals at this point. It's in its infancy. This film, Brian Hagelke and Sari Sanchez are in studio. Let's do this. I'll take a quick break. We'll come back. I want to know about the film festivals, and let's also talk about the plot. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
All right. In studio, signature move. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download Here, 720 WGN, talking about the film Signature Move, which is at the Music Box right now. It's been extended through next week. In studio, producer Brian Hagelke, who's the longtime publisher of New City, and actress Sari Sanchez. She's one of the stars of Signature Move. Let's talk about the plot. This is a comedy.
Yeah, it's a comedy, which I think has been so attractive to a lot of festivals. It's a lesbian comedy, and, you know, there's no violence, nobody needs to be saved, nobody gets physically assaulted, you know, and...
Except on the wrestling mat.
right, except right, the wrestling.
There is wrestling.
But all in good fun. But the story is of a Pakistani lesbian woman who is living in Chicago. She's a lawyer. And one summer, she meets a Mexican bookstore owner at a bar. And it's sort of their journey in the summer. And, you get to meet Alma is the name of the woman I play, the Mexican woman. And you get to meet her family and her relationship. It focuses with her relationship but with her mother. Mm-hmm. And Zanib, who is the other woman, it focuses on her relationship with her mother and how those cultures are different, the Mexican and Pakistani, and how similar those cultures are too.
Well, it's really interesting, the idea of the complexities around religion, because really that has a lot to play with how people view the relationship, whether they're cool with it, whether or not the women who want to tell their parents about what's happening will tell it when they hide it. And there's a lot that goes into that.
And culture and first generation, and, you know, I think a lot, I mean, I know that a lot of people have related to the film because at festivals so many people have said, oh my God, it's so great to see myself up there. But essentially, these women meet. It's based off of Fazia Mirza, who's a producer, star, and co-writer of the film. Her story of one summer, she fell in love with a Mexican woman, and they found out how much they have in common, those two cultures. And their love sort of takes its course over the summer, and there is a lot of lucha libre involved, which is there is lucha libre here in Chicago, and the underground scene and how queer friendly that scene is. And so it's really fun and lovely, and it's not just about their romantic relationship, but everybody grows in the film. And again, there's just so many women, and Jennifer Reeder did such a beautiful job of capturing there's so much texture in the film. I think that's what
how much as an actress, how much did you know about the lucha libre scene, the underground wrestling scene?
You know, I knew about it just because I have family in Mexico, and, you know, I have actually been to one match here in Chicago. So I learned a lot over the course of the film, but I knew a little bit about it, probably more than the average person, but not as much as someone who participates. But it's so awesome. And the fact that, you know, we had real female wrestlers in the film and also a terrific stunt team, but the wrestling scenes are freaking awesome in this movie. I mean, they're top notch.
Brian, one of the things I mentioned at the top, I mean, 100 different film festivals that premiered at South by Southwest. That's a lot of film festivals. I mean, this film is what? How old is this film now? 2 years? Three?
Not even a year? South by Southwest was in March, so that was our world
So premiere. You're talking about 100 film festivals. Talk about that process. I mean, it's amazing to me. I mean, I just assumed it was longer because it doesn't seem like there'd be that many film festivals from March to now. So talk about how you get into these film festivals and just the life of Signature Move through these festivals.
Sure. And some of those festivals are bookings, but have not yet happened. I mean, I honestly can't even keep track of them because, you know, they book you and then you try to look it up on the web and they haven't announced it yet. And so, you know, it's just sort of this sort of constant flow. But, you know, for us, the big thing was getting into South by Southwest, which is sort of one of the big four American film festivals. And it was, you know, and once that happened, it brought us to the attention of a lot of people who, you know, wanted a film like this. There's, you know, sort of this circuit, if you will, of LGBTQ film festivals. And, you know, once that, you know, once this film kind of got the early recognition, we became kind of a must-have on that circuit. And there's one in every city in America. And we've done really well. In fact, the biggest is in Los Angeles, Outfest, and we won the Grand Jury Award for the best U.S. narrative feature. Right. So that's been a big part of it. The other piece of it is kind of the, what, you know, we call the mainstream festivals like South by Southwest. There's one in New York called BAM Cinema Fest. There's, you know, in every major city kind of has one. And we've done well in those, in that festival circuit too. So we've had both of them. And then I think because of the story that it has big international appeal. So it's been playing all over the world. It's back in India this month for the second time. It's played in, you know, London, everywhere in Europe. It's played, it's booked in Brazil and Mexico and, you know, it's been in the Faroe Islands. I mean, everywhere. I don't even know. Like places
and
I've never.
Is it about exposure? I mean, to play all these festivals? I mean, is that the name of the game for this film, is to get exposure? What's the end game for Signature Move?
Well, you know, the end game is still down the road a bit. But, you know, the value of the festivals is twofold. Some of them pay us a booking fee, which is very helpful to build kind of a revenue stream. It's a very challenging time to be an independent film right now. And the other thing is certainly they build exposure, especially in the markets they're in with audiences, and those are kind of your early fans that will support the film as it goes around. Now we're in a theatrical phase. We're in Chicago. We're opening in New York. We're kind of, you know, it's a very DIY thing, so it's like we're doing it, slow and steady.
I love it.
And then, you know, the semi-end game is that come last day of February, it'll be on Amazon Prime. It'll be streaming. But you know, between now and then, at some point we'll launch it on, you know, iTunes and DVD, and then there's the whole international part, which is still fully TBD.
And then there's I love that's the end of the sentence. And then there's the whole international.
Well, because, you know, we still have all the international rights. We have not done anything with that at all.
It's an amazing, I feel like we could talk for hours just about how film works and the way that you can distribute around the world. My last question for you guys, you know, this being the premiere of the film in Chicago at the Music Box, you guys shooting it here. It's a Chicago-made film. What's it mean to you, both being Chicago-centric, to have this film at the Music Box this week?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, how cool. Everything about it is so great. I mean, the Chicago talent, it's all Chicago talent. It's all Chicago crew. It's wonderful. I mean, to be able to create art that matters and is important and is fun with a community that you've grown up in, were born in, and work with, your colleagues, it's everything. I mean, it's so important, especially now.
Ryan?
On our opening night, that theater is the biggest theater in the city by far. It seats 720 or something people. We sold every seat to our opening night screening. And the audience, you know, was laughing and celebrating. And then at the end of the film, they gave us a standing ovation, which was just amazing. I mean, that's like your dream, right? You do this Chicago thing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
You get into your dream theater, you sell it out, and then you get a standing ovation.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't really get better than that. It was a wonderful experience. And, you know, hopefully people will – what we're finding is that it has its core audiences, but it reaches well beyond that. And there's guys like me, you know, straight white guys in their middle age, you know, that are loving the movie. Mm-hmm. It really does speak a universal language. And so we're hoping more and more people will see it and spread the word.
Yeah, and everyone here has a chance in Chicago. We got extended another week.
There you go. So it's going to be
exciting.
On stage till the end of next week at the Music Box. The film is called Signature Move. The producer in studio, Brian Hagelke, and the actor, Sari Sanchez. Sari, Brian, thanks for coming in, and congrats and all the
Thank
success
you.
For Signature Move. Appreciate
Thank you,
it.
Justin.
Thanks so much.